Around 110 Ukrainian refugees who've been living at an accommodation site in Wicklow for approximately 2 years have been told they'll be relocated in just over 2 weeks' time. This February marks 3 years since the invasion of Ukraine by Russia, and while Ireland continues to offer refuge to those fleeing, the department is ending accommodation contracts on a regular basis as the demand decreases. Recently, such a situation has arisen in Blessington in Wicklow, and our reporter Sheila Nocton joins us now in studio for more on this. So Sheila, what's the current situation with regards to accommodation and what's happening in this case?
Yeah, so as of December 19th, over 111,000 PPS numbers were given to Ukrainians that were under temporary protection here. But actually, the CSO estimates that around 25% of those people have since left the country. So the Department of Integration says that the demand for accommodation for Ukrainians is decreasing, and they're now seeing vacancies at contracted accommodation sites. So as a result of that, the department is now ending contracts. That's on a regular basis, as you said, or in some cases, providers are actually ending the contracts because maybe they want to return to the private sector, or they might want to offer the accommodation for other uses. So in a few days' time, Ukrainian refugees that are living at the Avon in Blessington in Wicklow, which it was a former holiday village, people probably went there on school tours, they were issued with a letter from the department saying that they were going to be relocated before or on the 7th of February. Now, the department won't actually offer any details on the overall capacity of the site there or how many are living there at the moment. But the residents at the Avon and local representatives estimate that over 110 Ukrainians are going to be impacted by this. They've been told by the department that they cannot guarantee that they can stay in or near the area, that they won't accommodate their pets anymore, and that they'll have 48 hours notice in advance of the transfer. So, I mean, as you can imagine, many, they've set up lives in the Blessington area. They have jobs there, their children, they're in schools there. So I spoke to Ola. She has lived at the Avon with her daughter since 2023. And she described how she's been feeling since they got the news.
I would like to say thank you, all Irish people. You supported us and you still support us. Thank you. You are excellent people. I'm studying, I'm working, I'm volunteering. I finished level 4. I took 8 courses. It's IT skills. I'm working under community employee program in care with people with intellectual disability. I love my work. Community, it's the best community. It's part of my life.
You also have a daughter, and she's involved in the community too.
Yeah, my daughter studies in school. She is almost 6. She loves her school. She loves her teacher.
Olha there outlining the impact. Sheila, will it be possible for her child and other children to continue to attend the local schools?
Well, as you heard, obviously Ola very worried because no, there's no guarantee that they're going to be able to continue in their schools there. So there are a number of primary schools in the Blessington area, and one of them is St Mary's Junior School. So that caters for children from junior infants to second class. And overall, it has 36 children who are either Ukrainian refugees or they're from families under international protection. And 6 of those are currently living in the Avon. So the school principal, Carmel Dillon, she told me that neither students nor staff want to see these children go.
I'm devastated, not just because we have gotten to know these children and they have endeared themselves to us and to our school community, but I'm upset and worried for them because of the impact this will have on them and on their families. Absolutely gutted for them. They're always very scared and timid when they come first because they've been through such a huge upheaval. But once they establish friendships and once they get to know the routine, they start to blossom. And it is amazing how they absolutely excel. They are so keen and so interested.
It's not just the students. It's actually creating uncertainty for your staff.
That's very true. We have a cleaner from the Ukraine. Ludmila has been with us for a long time and she's been fantastic. And now all of a sudden she is being faced with relocation. So therefore she won't be able to continue her job with us. But also we will be making appointments for SNA support for the children with additional needs for English. But those appointments can't be guaranteed because as the numbers of children drop, then therefore the allocation drops. We'll also lose out on teaching hours. So there's a lot of uncertainty.
So do we know what's planned for the site at the Avon?
Well, It appears that a change of use is on the cards. So in their statement to me on this case, the Department of Integration highlighted that there is still a need for accommodation for international protection applicants because that's increasing and obviously they're experiencing shortages, as we know. Now, the department's statement, it also says that the provider at the Avon has expressed an interest in providing accommodation for international protection. That's following the end of this contract for those who are fleeing the Ukraine. And it's something that they are reviewing right now. However, I also asked them, were there already international protection applicants living at the site? And they confirmed that there are. So the owners here, they operate under Aturo Ventures Unlimited. And the directors here, they're actually linked to several other accommodation centres for asylum seekers, including Kapur, which it's about 15 minutes from the site here at the Avon. Now, I did try to reach out to the company for comment on a number of occasions, but I've yet to get any response. I then asked local independent councillor Jason Mulhall for his thoughts on the possible change of use at the site.
My understanding, again, that the accommodation providers chosen not to renew the contract and opting instead to make it available for potentially a more profitable arrangement under IPASS. I think it's deeply troubling for me and a lot of people that financial motives appear to be prioritised over the well-being of vulnerable people who've already endured immense hardship. For me, this is not just a policy issue, it's a humanitarian issue. I think disrupting lives in this way without adequate notice or consultation is just simply unacceptable. And I'd really urge our government and elected representatives to intervene to prevent this displacement.
And Sheila, what are the options then for the Ukrainians who've been residing here?
Well, they can find their own accommodation, but similar to many parts of the country, there's actually nothing available to rent if you look at daft.ie at the moment in Blessington. And there are only 5 properties in the surrounding areas that are available to rent. And they range in price from €2,000 to €3,500 per month. Now, they can try and get accommodation through the Red Cross or their local authority. But if they want to continue in state provided accommodation, they have to be at their new location on the date that's specified, or that's going to be considered an automatic refusal and they'll get no further offers of accommodation. The department, it does stress that every effort's going to be made to try to keep them close to the current location as possible, but obviously that's not guaranteed. So finally, this morning, I also spoke with Victoria. She lives at the Avon with her daughter and she works locally as well. Now, Victoria, she's still learning English, but she really wanted to express how she feels. So she prepared this piece for us.
We have no information. This is all happening in a very short time. My daughter and I work in a Blessington store. Many people have found their place in the local community and involved in volunteer work. And now it will be very difficult to lose all this. I will be grateful if we are allowed to continue living here and pay for this housing. Many Ukrainians lost their home. Here people found their second home and finally felt protected. Don't make them lost it all again.
And that was Victoria there, ending that report by Sheila Nocton.